wanted to show you, I'm not allowed to, but I wanted to show you a picture of his coin, because you will see that his coin is the Israeli coin today. You know, the shekel, whatever it is, the one that has the picture of the menorah. One of the coin that has the picture of the menorah. All the Israeli coins today are copies of the Hashmonaim and Bar Kokhba coins. Unfortunately, the coins are the older coins are worth more than the newer ones. That's part of the problem that exists. But the design of it is taken from the ancient coins. And on the coin of Matisyo Antigonus, on one side is written Matisyo Antigonus Kohen Gadol V'chover HaYehudim, which was the usual legend that the Hashmonaim kings printed, minted on their coins, and on the other side of the coin is the famous menorah, the picture of the menorah was the symbol of the Jewish people in the ancient world. That's why Titus, on the Arch of Titus, to mark the destruction, also had the picture of the menorah. The menorah was the symbol of the Jewish state, just as today it's the symbol of the Jewish state. His reign lasted 2 years. Lasted till the year 40. And then he fell victim to good old Herod. Because what did Herod do? Herod is a cat with 5,000 lives. Here he is defeated. He has escaped. His enemy, Octavian, is the emperor of Rome. If he stays in the country, the Parthians will kill him, as they killed their brother. The Jews are ready to turn him over. So he disguised himself. This story we know from Josephus. He disguised himself and he traveled to Rome in a series of adventures that took him almost a year. Adventures that would be the equal of the Odyssey of Homer. And he arrived at Rome, and with the tremendous, with a bad pun, with the gall that he had, he came to Octavius Caesar and he said, listen, I'm Herod. It's true I was against you and that I was on the side of Mark Antony, but I am now ready to serve you. You're not going to get a better man than me. I'll do whatever you want. And Octavius thought it over, and he agreed. And he said, you are my man. And here you see the Hashgocha, how the Ribbono Shel Olam conducts his history through human history. Because, these are all long shots, tremendously unusual, unlikely events to happen. But God puts all the circumstances together because these events have to follow his pattern, so to speak. So Octavius says to him, you're my man. I'll give you all of Judea, not just Jerusalem. He's going to unite all five parts back into one, and you're going to be the king. And I'm giving you two Roman legions to go back with you to put you on the throne. But I want you to know you're my king. You're not their king. And to guarantee it, to solidify it, he took Herod's two sons. As I mentioned to you last week, that one of the ways of assuring the compliance of the leader was to take the children of the leader and educate them in Rome, so they were in effect held as hostages. So we will see that Herod's sons and later Herod's grandsons would all be raised in Rome. And that would have a profound effect on their outlook on life and on their education, etc. In order to seal the bargain, Octavius made a special religious ceremony at the famous Temple of Jupiter in Rome, and Herod participated in the ceremony at the Temple of Jupiter and even sacrificed an offering to the idol Jupiter. So we see how low we have sunk, that the king of the Jews